This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, another weekend engagement here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on this hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen to bring you through a lot of the research that Ken has done with an explanation from the various journals of medicine as to how these things would affect the average person for whom the exercise of research is done so that we can all be better off, right? Hopefully that's the idea anyway. Along the way, a couple of bucks are made by a few groups and a few companies, but Ken is here to help you understand your body better. Every week, we take an exhaustive look at some of the things that are happening to almost all of us at one point in time or another in our lives. Ken practices medicine at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida, and any time during the week. As you listen to this program, maybe on the weekend, make note of this number, 352-735-1400. That's the number to call to get an appointment to see Ken, either at the clinic or on a Zoom call. However, if you've got something going on in your body and you're not satisfied with the info that you've been getting, help yourself. This is a person who cares and who understands. I give often this is sort of phraseology that fits for Ken. He's good at advice, and his advice is good. All right, so 352-735-1400. He's a cardiologist, so let's start with a couple of items that are from right from your corner of the world, Ken. The study that finds a link between niacin and heart disease, and I have a clarification to ask about once you go through the info that's been published.
Well, this is an example about how, Doug, taking supplements can do you in. This is a publication in Nature Medicine that came out this week, and I think is going to surprise a number of us, because you go back in the 1990s, doctors were prescribing niacin to prevent heart attacks, to lower cholesterol. And if you recall, I mentioned about a decade ago to stop niacin. It looked from some early studies that it was actually leading to plaque, not preventing plaque. But this week in Nature Medicine, we've learned that excessive amounts, Doug, of the common B vitamin, niacin B3, for those who are in the details, it can lead to increased risk for cardiovascular disease. Doug, scientists from the Cleveland Clinic, they've identified a strong link between what's called 4-PY, Peter Yellow, 4-PY. This is a new link. It's a breakdown product from excess niacin and heart disease. This pathway appears to be a previously unrecognized yet significant contributor to the development of cardiovascular disease. So too much niacin can lead to inflammation of blood vessels, which is strongly linked to heart disease. Supplements containing niacin should probably not be consumed without prior consultation with a doctor, and instead be substituted with diets rich in fruits and vegetables. There are some people, and they're rare, fortunately, who do have a deficiency in niacin, and it leads to issues. But this has to be very carefully supplemented by measuring levels, and you should not do this on your own. I can't afford to lose a single listener. You need to do this with a physician who knows what they're doing.
All right, so I'm going to throw a wrinkle into this, not disagreeing with your premise, but clarifying
it. Why am I surprised?
I know you're not surprised. So there's a difference between real food, as you've suggested, you're going to eat the right food that has niacin in it, and supplements that are made from real food versus the synthetic crap that you find in most of these health food, the so-called health food stores, where most every supplement is synthetic. It's not real, not made from food, therefore it is suspect. So I'm just adding this, the thing that people ought to ask and know about is where the whatever it is, doesn't make a difference whether it's niacin or vitamin C or any number of supplements. Ken's right. He directs this at me because he knows I take about 30 different supplements a day. But every single one of them is derived from food-based processes. I wouldn't take a synthetic niacin pill if it was the last thing on earth unless somebody said, this specific pill will be good for you. And frankly, nobody's going to say that in their right mind if they understand the difference between synthetic vitamins.
The foods that you're eating to consume niacin are actually all enriched with niacin because decades ago it was decided to enrich foods with niacin. And that is the interesting ponder at the Cleveland Clinic this week, is whether that needs to stop. And the authors of this article brought that up, and they don't know, mm-hmm. and they just want to do more research. And they haven't really teased it out, you know, is it this kind of niacin, that kind of niacin? And I think you're a bit of a guinea pig if you're doing this yourself, not in a research study, trying to assume whether this niacin may be okay, that one may not be. And this is just a general warning. And I think with the research at the Cleveland Clinic, they're going to answer these questions, and you may answer them at your own peril if you do this outside of the study.
Yeah, if somebody says to you, you need more niacin, and how they prove that, I guess, is to look at a blood test or something
levels.
Going on in your body.
Yes,
The other side of it is that in accord with what you're saying, there are a lot of people who just load up on vitamins and minerals and supplements because they may follow some ad. They look at something, there are a lot of ads on television for drugs and for supplements, and many of them are mistaken, many of them are erroneous, many of them are just plain
people take it in high doses to lower cholesterol.
Yeah. Well, but there are other things that you would suggest that people do. There are other things that, whether it's you or Jack, who has a different point of view on this than you do, Jack Stockwell, but still, is there a need for niacin if you have a regular diet? And the only way you're going to find that out, as we are suggesting here, is to have a blood test, to have your annual physical and the blood test, right?
Well, you'll see in general screening, you'll see issues. What the Cleveland Clinic is trying to stress here is that we should not add excessive levels of niacin, and that is being done. You know, if you take a multivitamin, I think you're okay, but they're just warning about the risks of supplementation, and here niacin's a big example, and this is out of the Cleveland Clinic.
I just think that the next thing is to understand what, and I'm not saying this about niacin, I'm just talking about in general vitamins that are supposedly good for you that are synthetically created, not good for you. Often they're made in the same plants that make just regular drugs, and so it isn't what you're looking for in terms of supplementation, as Ken would tell you, it's best to get it in the food. Eat good food. But the food around now, for the most part, is such crap, you can't trust a lot of it. And that's a big problem. That's why we talk about this a lot, not only here, but on the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week on a lot of these same stations, highlights the kind of food that we're being served and the kind of food that's being grown. You know, the old business about wheat and wheat allergies. To this week is National Wheat Week. And what people are not understanding about wheat is that it isn't really the wheat so much as what the farmers are spraying on the wheat that causes the problem, allergies and all kinds of other stuff. So anyway, eating is, if you can find, you need to go out of your way to find the right food so that you're supplementing Well, you don't need supplements, but as Ken said, good vitamin, a good combo vitamin is a good place to start. Speaking of things that are good for you, there is those of you who like steaks and hamburgers, but like good food, you'll be interested to know that Omaha Steaks is having their semi-annual sale right now. You get 50% off everything that's on the site. Everything you go to, when you go to the website, get the catalog at omahasteaks.com. You can shop for all the things, the delicious flavors, the great meals, the great foods that are there. Stock up for the summertime. Isn't it great we're talking about summer right now? Go to omahasteaks.com, and then you do /Doug, D-O-U-G, and get them while you can. This opportunity lasts till the first week of April, so get on it. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug for 50% off everything at Omaha Steaks. Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way. It helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, there's another heart-related story here that I think is important. This has to do with exercise and what happens if you do one thing and then when you're done doing one thing, you do something else that sort of counters what you did in the first place, right?
Well, there's a lot of stories out this week about exercise in the medical journals. It's really amazing how many there are. And I imagine that you're referring to the one from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week.
Yes.
About sugary drinks. Is that the one, Doug?
Yes, it is.
And what it is that we know how good exercise is for all of us. But what this study shows is that you can't, on the one hand, drink these sugary drinks, and then on the other hand, think you're going to offset it by exercising.
Right.
That just doesn't work, and that's what was proven by this publication this week in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The sugar drinks, they should be treats, and an excessive diet is not good of them. Also, the artificially sweetened ones, excessive diets, can make you gain weight in other ways and are not so good for you either, and we could spend the whole show discussing it. Make them treats.
Limit your access to them. I guess that's it. More on exercise coming up here with Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. He's got a license, I don't. We continue on Good Day Health.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. It's Good Day Health for the... We're in the middle of February. It's cold and people are not going outside to exercise. They go to the gym, perhaps. A lot of, as Ken suggested a few minutes ago, a lot of focus on exercise this week in the various medical journals. Here's a review of a number of studies about exercise and what it does, or maybe what it doesn't do, Ken.
Yeah, this is a report in the British Medical Journal this week, Doug. Big picture, talking about depression. We're talking about major depression. There's essentially three ways to deal with it: drugs, talk therapy, and you must add exercise. And this was a review of studies of the most effective depression therapies, and it confirmed, Doug, the effectiveness of exercise of almost any kind. Walk, or without, with or without counseling and medication, but the more vigorous the activity, the greater the benefits they found in this big review. This review, Doug, identifies major reductions in depression for dance and moderate reductions for walking, jogging, yoga, strength training, mixed aerobic exercises, and Tai Chi. What do you think is the best exercise depression-busting workout, Doug?
Calisthenics.
Dance.
Dancing is. I can see that. Especially if you're dancing with somebody you like.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I could have danced all night. Could have danced all night. All right. So there's another exercise focus.
You didn't say singing, but dancing.
No. Singing is good for you, too.
It is.
Good for your head. All right. So here's a reason to exercise that has to do with our old friend COVID-19.
More good news about exercising. This comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network, open this week, Doug. Folks who get regular exercise, they're less likely to become infected with COVID-19 or develop a severe case requiring a hospital stay. Compared to couch potatoes, adults who adhere to American physical activity guidelines, they have 10% lower odds of COVID-19 infections and 27% lower odds of hospitalization. So it's a good time to review the guidelines for adults in America for exercising. And each week, moderate exercise should be between 150 to 300 minutes. That's moderate intensity exercise. And or 75 to 150 minutes of vigorous intensity exercise each week. And you know, the usual disclaimer, if you haven't been in an exercise program, please talk to the doctor first. But exercise, you know what? It's become a cliche about me, but it's my favorite drug.
I think exercising has to be part of your life. And that is sometimes, for some people, pointed to the gym or pointed to doing things in a way that is scheduled every day. However, in my life, I don't have a lot of time for regularly scheduled exercise, so I'm conscious of it. For example, I'm right now draped with one of those exercise, one of those rubber, I forget what they call them, the things that you push and pull on for the muscles in your arm and your neck and your leg. So as I'm walking around or running around from one task to another, while I'm in the house, in the office, or in the studio, I'm using this as I walk and I jump up the stairs and things. So I think you have to do what's best for you, but to ignore movement in your body, you're killing yourself, literally and figuratively. You
got
to move.
Do what you enjoy. Exactly. Do what you enjoy. And you took the words out of my mouth. The word out of my mouth, Doug. Move.
Move. Keep moving. All right. Evaluation for 10 common illnesses when we come back with Dr. Ken in a few moments here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. There is brand new information about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens. The 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela, police saying it's a crime of opportunity.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship. He did not know her at all, where he saw an individual, and bad things happened.
University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark saying the man is now charged with malice murder, felony murder, murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. This, by the way, the first murder on campus in 20 years. Classes have been canceled until Monday. In other news, South Carolina holding its Republican presidential primary today, and today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
After the hour now, second half hour of this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. I promised we'd talk about these 10 common illnesses and how you can evaluate whether you're at risk for these. Looks like something, is this AI related, Ken? Or could it
no,
be?
No, this is, AI may get in there and assist with it, but this really comes out of all the effort in the last decade of studying the human genome, some valuable clinical, practical benefits. This comes out of publication this week, Nature Medicine. And this is what the future of medicine. They're reporting there's going to be accurate genetic tests for 10 common diseases. They're nearly ready for everyday use in doctor's offices. These gene scans for 10 common illnesses have been honed to the point that they're now being road tested, Doug, in clinical research. The tests evaluate a person's specific genetic risk for conditions like, are you ready? Atrial fibrillation, breast cancer, kidney disease, heart disease, high cholesterol, prostate cancer, asthma, type 1 and type 2 diabetes and obesity. So this is really going to this is going to give a crystal ball to us doctors, and it's going to change the pathway of how we approach these problems. This kind of information, of course, can be used in preventive medicine to help people take actions that lower their risk of getting these diseases. So this is really hopeful. It's an exciting time to be a preventive doctor.
All right. So I'm going to be a little cynical. Not a lot, but in terms of the tests themselves and how they are evaluated, is this subjective or objective in terms of evaluation?
Well, when you mean objective, you mean there's no personal opinion that they're measuring something and there's a referee, an umpire. And these are objective tests. This is the real thing. This is actually what we've learned by studying the human genome, and we're looking for actual genes that are linked to these very common illnesses and will change the way we practice medicine.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a need for that, it seems to me, looking around all the problems people are having getting health care. There's a need for a better approach for sure.
Well, that's
all right,
a
next.
Whole other problem. That's a,
yeah,
probably a,
right.
a financial problem.
Yep. Well, it's all the money. You know, I've told you the story about the fellow who was my primary care physician, who at the end of last year said he was going to concierge medicine, and he wanted to charge $2,500 for specialized treatments. And I thought about it, and because the last visit I'd had with him several weeks before that, he was telling me, because we'd been friends, we'd been, you know, I've been going to him longer than I've been going to you. And he told me he wished he could quit and go on the road because he likes playing in his band. So I thought to myself, why do I want to go to a doctor who doesn't really want to be a doctor anymore? It didn't work for me. So I've tried a couple, and I think I've related this to you because of the neurosurgeon that I found that is helping me understand what's going on in my head. And finding that a lot of the things that I think are there aren't there. But he, at Tufts, he's in charge of the neurology department, and he said, you know, he wanted to know about my principal physician, primary care person, and I told him I wasn't really happy with any of the options that I had at the moment. And he said, good, I'm going to square you up with my primary care physician at Tufts, and you can go see him and see what you think. So that's what I'm going to do. The people who, I just, you know, you want to be associated with people. That's why I love you, in part. That's why we became friends, because I trust you. And you got to have that trust with your doctor. Otherwise, you're wasting your time and your money. If you don't trust, what the heck would you go to a doctor for and not listen to him, A, or B, not trust him or her? It's ludicrous. So, anyway, that was my, I tell you that story because maybe some of you are questioning the options that you have. You don't like them, and you think you're sort of locked into it because you're on some particular program that only offers access to certain doctors in certain circumstances, and I think you need to look around, frankly. But the state of medicine, as you know, Ken, we talk about it often here, not great in America. And it takes guys like you to have us understand that there still are people in medicine who care more about, obviously you have to make a living, you got to pay for your clinic, but you care more about the patients than you do anything else. That's why you stay in your office until 10 o'clock at night, you know, because you're working for the patients and not working for a check. And that's a very important thing, I think. Maybe I'm being unrealistic, but I'm more interested in somebody who cares about what's going on with me than I am how much he or she is getting paid. We all have bills to pay, no question about that. And it's beating hard, and Ken and I talk about this all the time. It's getting harder and harder because they keep cutting what, you know, you're being paid by Medicare and some of the other insurance things. You know, every year we pay more, and guys like Ken get less. So how does that add up?
30% in 20 years.
Yeah. So how does that add up? How does that make sense? What are they doing with the money? Where's the money going?
It's a good question.
Right?
Because the hospitals and the nursing homes all get an inflation increase. And I don't want to come here and complain. I mean, we do this. But that's part of what people are experiencing is that as you try, good care is expensive, and the comfortable care is expensive, and the reimbursements are down 30% in 20 years, and they were cut again in the inflationary times that are going on right now. So it's getting challenging, and unfortunately, a lot of doctors are selling out to companies because they can't pay the bills anymore, and corporate medicine is not something that people like. So, especially, I mean, some might, but you've had a horrible experience with corporate medicine.
I sure have in the Framingham Union Hospital. And that's
what a lot of doctors have done to deal with these financial issues that are just have become unsolvable because the reimbursements go down 30% in 20 years and inflation has gone up. How much?
Well, why isn't somebody doing so? Why aren't you talking to your legislators, the people who make the laws and make the rules? They shouldn't be allowing this whole review process going on now to have the government curtail what is allowed in terms of people making decisions that aren't elected. All of these rules and regulations by these various departments that should have no standing without them being legally rubber stamped. That's a big problem, frankly. I think one of the biggest problems that we have. And you're right. I mean, the medicine that we're being subjected to, it's increasing costs. And I mean, look at what these drugs cost. These damn drug companies charge more. America is the most expensive place in the world, to buy drugs. And they're all pretty much made here by American companies. Yet we pay more than... maybe is it socialized medicine? I don't know what the answer is, but I know we sure get is a Jewish expression called being yentzed, and that means you're getting screwed by the powers that be, and that's because we let them get away with it, much as anything else. All right, I'm off. I got to get off of my horse here and pause for a moment and talk about you and your weight. And what's going on right now at Calitrin, they have a President's Week, actually the rest of the month. They have special deals on all of their special products, Calitrin, and the related supplements that they have. I don't know if I should call them supplements after what Ken just said. They're really not supplemental. They're an all-natural concoction of things that will help you lose weight, keep focused on losing the weight, and keep it off. That's it. After you lose it, you want to keep it off. And that's where Calitrin comes in. All natural weight loss formula, fabulous. And it also not only gets you healthy, but it keeps you moving. We were talking about moving. Keeps your joints, the ingredients in Calitrin, keep your joints working well. So as you lose the weight, you realize how much better you're going to feel. Check it out at toploss.com, and when you're checking out, after you've checked it out, use the discount code Doug for the best deals and for free shipping. That's Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, and the focus, I went off on a little bit of a toot there, but I feel strongly I've done two toots this week, one of them on synthetic vitamins and the other on the state of our support system.
Should maybe say something good about corporate medicine, because they probably saved the hospital in your area. So, you know, if it wasn't for these people taking on these financially unsalvable institutions, we would probably have inadequate, no health care in America. So this is, they've come to fill the gaps, because there really is a financial struggle going on in healthcare. And anyone who enters the system, who's been in the system for decades, knows that it's just not as user friendly as it has been in the past. And this is because of trying to save funds has really squeezed a lot of the creature comforts out of taking care of people. And it's caused many people in medicine to have to give up their practice to these larger organizations, which have come in as saviors to make sure there is any health care.
Well, most hospitals in my area that run the best are nonprofits. For whatever the reason, the profit motive doesn't work in hospitals, as we're suggesting. So I look at the big, like regional clinics, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Hospital, the Mayo Institute. You look at Mass General, even the little hospital that I like around me, Emerson Hospital over in Concord, all nonprofit. That seems to be the only way they can work. The for-profit system in medicine doesn't work
I don't know what that means by nonprofit. I mean, I know what it means, but I don't really know what it means. They still have to pay the bills, and if they run
it, they pay the bills. Right.
I mean, they'll close
down. They have support,
like,
though.
They'll close
down. No, but they have support.
Like a corporate.
They have support from all kinds, like watching public broadcasting. They're supported by all of these various funds that are interested in promoting good medicine, like some are interested in promoting good TV or good whatever. That's where the difference is. And you know, you have these companies. Tennant happens to be the one that runs a local hospital here, and they're atrocious. They have a horrible reputation. They're doing a horrible job with the, and maybe the reality is they can't do it, as you're suggesting, with what the formula is today. But something certainly is radically wrong, and we got to do something about it. All right, here's a study on grandparenting and how good grandparenting may help mom.
Yes, let's go to a nice, happy subject.
Right.
And,
yes.
You know, growing up with a young child, sometimes I thought I was number three. Because grandparents are very, very important. And we learn in this study that support, when grandparents can lend a hand with little ones, moms are less likely to battle depression, and in turn, they're less likely to take antidepressants, published this week in Population Studies.
Sounds good. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken. That's up next here on Good Day Health.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day program, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can check out what he's doing at Lake Cardiology. Easy. You want to be a patient of his? You don't have to go to the clinic. You can just call the office, 352-735-1400, and he will cover any number of questions that you may have, like we have questions here that are important to get answered. I guess this question actually comes from my son. My son, he's in his mid-40s, is having real problems with rheumatoid arthritis. And he's on some drug, and I can't tell you that I know what it is, but after you explain what the drug may be that is the most helpful, I'm going to ask him. So his question is the rest of his life, I guess, going to be tied up with having to be treated for this affliction?
So this is some real hope, Doug. This is published this week in the medical journal Lancet, which is really one of the outstanding medical journals. And It's a breakthrough about a drug that's been out there, but a really effective use for it. It's Orencia or Abatacept. It's easier to say Orencia. And it actually eases symptoms and prevents joint damage in rheumatoid arthritis patients by dampening the immune system. So this is a drug that actually can be used very early on when you suspect rheumatoid arthritis to prevent it from actually blossoming. And this gives real hope. It's the first time we've ever had a drug like this for rheumatoid arthritis. Remember, rheumatoid arthritis is the type of arthritis. It affects the joints where the body's immune system attacks the joints, thinking that the joints are foreign bodies, and really destroys from head to toe the joints. It often begins in one set of joints and then moves to the rest of the body. And the wonderful breakthrough here is that this drug Orencia can be used early on, initially, when there's any evidence of rheumatoid arthritis, and it prevents the widespread damage to the rest of the body.
All right, so that's some good news. Pass that along to my son. All right, questions for Dr. Ken come to me to ask Ken in any number of ways. You can dial up 855-999-3684 is the proper number to call. Those of you listening around the country, you got a question you want Ken to address, we'll either take the recording that you leave with us, or I'll just take the interpretation and ask the question. 855-999-3684. Anytime, day or night, anytime you get a question for Dr. Ken, call and leave the message and we'll get it across. Somebody's interested in my talking about Omaha steaks and the various things that are in the Omaha catalog. And I see that there's some research this week on what happens if you cut meat out. This is rather interesting. I'm wondering why the heck the cutting out of meat helps this problem.
This is a report, Doug, in the ERJ Open Research about cutting out meat might actually help prevent snoring. So a healthy, largely vegetarian diet can reduce a person's risk of sleep apnea. Those who ate that way had lower risk than those who ate more meat. Unhealthy plant-based foods high in sugar, carbs, and salt also increase the risk of snoring and developing sleep apnea, probably just from the weight gain and maybe from some other hidden reasons.
Here's another question. I guess when I looked at this, I'm looking at my notes, and I wrote after this approval of a drug that treats severe food allergies, here we go, drugs, 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 and more drugs. How about if you have an allergy to something, you just don't eat it or drink it? Hello, duh.
Well, anyway, Doug, come on. Come on. These are things in the microscopically in the air. You can't even stay away from them. We're talking about milk, eggs, walnuts, and peanuts. It's not a grocery list, but some of the food allergies that could be more easily tolerated with this newly approved drug. It's Xolair. It's been given approval by the FDA just recently to help reduce severe allergic reactions that are brought on by accidental exposure to certain foods. It's considered the first medication, Doug, approved by the FDA that can help protect people against multiple food allergies. It won't allow you to actually take these things, but you ever see somebody who has an anaphylaxis to nuts? This will allow you to survive if you're ever accidentally exposed.
All right, there are the answers to some important questions from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 After on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.